Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. Today we introduce another new book, Build a Better Brain, using neuroplasticity to train your brain for motivation, discipline, courage, and mental sharpness by Peter Hollins. In 1970, two scientists from Cambridge University ran an unpleasant and borderline cruel experiment on kittens. For 5 months, Colin Blakemore and Graham Cooper raised kittens in closed-off environments where they could only see horizontal or vertical lines. They were placed in cylindrical containers with either horizontal or vertical lines on the walls, never both. When caretakers took them out to feed or handle the kittens, they wore clothing that was covered in either horizontal or vertical lines. For all intents and purposes, these two groups of kittens experienced different versions of reality. After being shut into those environments for 5 months, researchers took them out to see how they'd fare in a world with both horizontal and vertical orientation. Would their eyes have adapted to their vision of reality? Was there going to be any difference at all? The kittens, it turned out, couldn't recognize objects or patterns of the kind that they weren't exposed to in their sealed-off environment. The kittens, raised in the horizontal chambers, could not see vertically aligned objects. They kept bumping into chair legs and weren't responsive when researchers thrust a finger toward them in a vertical direction. Meanwhile, the vertical cats couldn't find an appropriate place to lie down and take a nap, since they had no ability to recognize horizontal planes. This surely resulted in some YouTube-worthy videos of kittens being clumsy. Some of the kittens in the experiment successfully rehabilitated in a few weeks, but many never did. Their primary visual cortexes had been engineered so strongly in one angle that they were effectively blind to whatever lines they weren't exposed to during those 5 months. This is an example of neuroplasticity that affects the very perception of reality. Then, there's the case of taxi drivers and bus drivers in London. Researchers from the University of London studied and compared their brain structures in 2000 and discovered something notable. The taxi drivers had measurably larger hippocampi than the bus drivers. Why might this be? The theory behind their findings was that taxi drivers had to essentially memorize the entire roadmap of London. They needed to know the best shortcuts and alternate courses to take, and that required in-depth knowledge about every street and alley in town. It's something that could take months or even years. The bus drivers, on the other hand, only had to drive a couple of pre-planned routes every day with little or no variation. They only needed to memorize a few turns and perhaps not even the street names. They could do it through visual memory alone, recognizing buildings or landmarks. However many people are on the bus makes no difference to the bus driver, as they already know the path and endpoint. However, being a taxi driver is somewhat like playing Russian roulette. You never know what you're going to get or how to get there. Okay, maybe that's more Forrest Gump than Russian roulette. We'd like to thank Peter Hollins for that clip from his book, Build a Better Brain, using neuroplasticity to train your brain for motivation, discipline, courage, and mental sharpness. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.